USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is expected to be a Category 4 storm when it reaches Texas and Louisiana tonight. It will bring a catastrophic storm. It will bring a catastrophic storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's it's scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Two protesters were fatally shot and at least one was injured in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, as riots and civil unrest continued for a third night over the Sunday police shooting of Jacob Black, a black man who has since been paralyzed and left fighting for his life. The governor in Wisconsin declaring a state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Fires are continuing to burn in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires.
Actress Bette Midler is facing backlash for mocking First Lady Melania Trump's accent. Some are saying Midler is being xenophobic by tweeting that Melania Trump still can't speak English and get that illegal alien off the stage. The First Lady closed the second night of the Republican National Convention, speaking from the Rose Garden at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Universities across the country are continuing to deal with COVID-19 outbreaks. Georgia Tech is reporting 51 cases as of earlier this week, most among students, according to the school's health and services website. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, more than 100 students at USC are under a 14-day quarantine following an off-campus party.
People are throwing parties. I'm just hoping that students come to their senses.
That UCLA student speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. Meanwhile, elementary education is a challenge as many parents are doing virtual learning. Jennifer is a teacher in Alabama. She says this has been a struggle for parents.
They have no idea what to do. Parents don't understand how it works. We've had a lot of frustrations.
Congress's investigation into conservative bias at tech firms is turning to Amazon. Republican lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding answers from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos over his charity support program, Amazon Smile, and why conservative groups are banned from benefiting from the program. Amazon Smile is a program that lets customers donate a portion of what they spend on the website to charity. In 2018, Amazon Smile raised $100 million for charities that participated, but many conservative charities are banned from being part of that program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.